Welcome back to the OU Daily Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 27th day of the month of Sivan. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Third time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Bram Weinberg of the Kentville Synagogue in Silver Spring, Maryland, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Weinberg slowly reciting the four daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 121, and 130, and they'll be followed by the Mishaberach, Lecholim, and Achino. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weinberg.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me back on the call. It's a pleasure to be back. Thank you, Naftali, for all the hard work that you put in. And thank you to the OU for all that it does to keep our communities strong, and especially during this time. It's a pleasure to share some words of Chizuk with all of you this afternoon. In last week's Parsha of Shalach, after Bnei Yisrael panic a little bit at the report of the Meraglim, the report of the spies and their defeatist attitudes about going to the land of Israel, Kalev heroically tries to calm the people down and instill them with a newfound confidence. And he says the following words, Alo na'aleh, we will surely go up. V'yarashnu osan, we are going to inherit the land, despite everything that the Meraglim said, we are going to inherit the land, yachol nuchala, because we certainly can do it. It's in our capability. We will be successful. In just eight simple words, words of faith, words of power, words of sustenance, Kalev really tries to reshape all of Jewish history. He tries to reframe the perspective of Bnei Israel in that difficult moment, and he tries to avert disaster. Rashi comes in on this pasuk and tries to round out the details of the conversation a little bit, adds a little bit more color and nuance to the words of Kalev. Rashi says that when Kalev tells them, Alo na'aleh, we are surely going to go up, he wasn't just saying we're going to go up to the land, just like that. But what he was telling him is that we're going to go up as if we are climbing a ladder. Rashi says, Alo na'aleh, afilu bashamayim, we can climb as high as we want. How are we going to do it? He says, Asu sulamos, make ladders, alusham, and go up there. Natsliach b'chol derachav, and we are divarav, we are going to be successful in all of our ways. The question is, why exactly is Rashi introducing us to the image of the ladder over here? What exactly was Rashi suggesting about Kalev's words, alona aleh, that are enhanced by the imagery of the ladder? After all, Rashi's suggestion in the mouth of Kalev is preposterous. Afilu bashamayim, even the heavens? It's impossible that any ladder would actually reach the heavens. So what was Rashi saying that Kalev was conveying to the people with these words? It could be that Rashi was not suggesting that Kalev was literally telling them to build a ladder and to climb as high as they want, even to the heavens, but perhaps more broadly and more figuratively suggesting that the ladder could be a metaphor for their success, and specifically in the moment as they were panicking. Perhaps he was suggesting that the philosophy, the strategy, the outlook of a ladder could help them to overcome their challenges in that moment, to overcome their fears in that moment, and rise to infinite success. You see, a ladder has rungs. And because it has rungs, steps, if you climb the ladder too fast, if you try to skip the rungs, if you try to charge your way to the top, you are going to fall down. But if you climb one rung at a time, one step at a time, very solidly plant your feet on each rung of the ladder, then no matter how much you teeter, you can get to the top. You can keep climbing. You can be ultimately successful. Even if a task, perhaps the ladder metaphor suggests, even if a task task before you seems daunting, even if a challenge before you seems absolutely impossible, even if there's no logical way to tackle the hurdles that you're seeing in your vision and you have no idea how you're going to go about this, if you can just dip your toe in, if you could just start, do something, and take it one rung at a time, one step at a time, then success is truly possible. If you start to think and rationalize every which way and every detail and every hurdle and every cost and every sacrifice, you're going to give up. Your motivation, even for the most positive of tasks, is going to fizzle out. And you're just going to take a step back and walk away. But if you can at least try, if you can at least dip your foot in the water, if you can at least take one step at a time, one rung at a time, like on a ladder, then those small steps turn to bigger steps, and those bigger steps instill you with a certain level of confidence that enable you to be even more successful and climb to the highest heights of that ladder. This is not only a strategy that Kalev employed to help the Jewish people conquer the land of Israel and go forward in their mission, but it's a strategy that all of us can employ for life in general, for facing our challenges in general, and perhaps most specifically in terms of our religious growth as well. The step-by-step methodology is so critically important for our religious growth. Rabbi Baruch Simon in the Sefer Imre Baruch quotes the Chovos HaLevavos, who says, "Yizaher min haribui v'haflaga mibli hadraga kentoved." Be very careful about overloading yourself, even with something really, really good, without the proper gradations, without the proper small steps, because you can get lost. Kiro Hashemen Baner hi hasiba lechos oro. Too much oil in a lamp can actually extinguish it. Even the oil is the fuel. It's what keeps the candle going. But if you put in too much at a time, it's going to extinguish it. We have to take our religious growth slowly. As we start to emerge from the pandemic and COVID-19, we have to recognize that in some way this pandemic has caused some kind of spiritual impairment in all of us. The distance that we felt, and some of us continue to feel, from shul, from minyan, from positive peer pressure in terms of community and religious growth and shiurim and in-person interaction, we have to jump back in and strengthen ourselves and grow spiritually. If we don't recognize that, we do ourselves a great disservice. If we do recognize that, it can be overwhelming, it can be daunting, it can seem impossible, and we can give up. We have to remember to take it step by step, slow steps towards growth like the rungs of a ladder. If we can do that, alo na'aleh, we will be maximally successful at climbing to the heights of that ladder, not only in our lives in general, but in our religious growth, our observance of Torah and mitzvot, and our ability to become closer and closer to Hashem as well. We will now recite Tehillim Perek Chaf, Psalm 20. Lam natzeach mizmor l'David. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara. Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh. Umitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchotecha. Ve'olatcha yidash nesela. Yitel lecha chilvavecha, v'cho atzadcha yimalei. V'ranana bishuatecha, u'v'shem Eloheinu nidgal. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalotecha. Ata yadati, ki hoshia Adonai meshicho. Yaneu mishmei kocho. Bigvurot yesha yemino, eile varechev ve'eile vasusim, v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Heima karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nitodat, Adonai hoshia. Amelech Yaneinu, V'yom Koreinu. We'll now recite Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Psalm number 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi, Lo Echzar, Bino Desha Yarbi Sengi Ame Minucha Jinaleni Nafshi Yeshove Yancheni Bavagle Sedek Leman Shema Kam Kielech Vigate Samavet Lo Yirara Yatayimadi Shiftecha Mishantecha Hema yenachamuni, tarach lefanai shulchan, neged sorerai, dishanta vashemen roshi, tosi revaya. Ach tov vachesed, yudefuni koyamei chayai, vishavti beveit Adonai, leorech yamim. We'll now recite Tehillim, Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir Lamalot, Esayinai El Heharim, Me'ayin, Yavo Ezri, Ezri Mim Adonai, Osei Shamayim Varet, Al Yiten Lamot Raglecha, Al Yanum Shomrecha, Hine lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shamracha, Adonai tzilcha, al yad yeminecha. Yomam hashemesh lo yakeka, ve'yareyach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tikcha uecha me'ata v'ad olam. Now for our final chapter, we're going to recite Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir hamalot mimamakim karaticha Adonai. Adonai shima bekoli tiena azdecha kashuvot. Lekol tachanunai, im avonot yishmorya, Adonai miyamod, kimcha slicha, leman tivarei, kiviti Adonai kivta nafshi, velidvarav hochalti, nafshi l'Adonai mishamrim laboker, Shomerim laboker, Yachel Yisrael Adonai, Kim Adonai hachesed, V'harbei mafidut. Behu yifted Yisrael, Mikol avonotav. I will now say the prayer for those who are ill, Mishaberach l'cholim, and I'll pause in the middle so you can insert any names that you wish. Mi sheberach avotein Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo, Yivarech yirapet hachulim. Bavur shanachtu mitpalim bavura Yischar zeh hakadosh baruch hu Yimale rachamim aliyem Lachimam l'raputam Lachazikam ulachayotam Vishlach merares uash Nema min ha-shamayim L'chol evarem l'chol gideyem B'toch shach ulay Yisrael Rufuat ha-nefesh Rufuat ha-guf Rufuat ravalavo Ashtab azala bizman karif, menomar amen. Achenu kol beit Yisrael, hanetunim basara v'shivya, omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, hamakom yirachem aleyem, yotiyem, mitzara lirvacha, miafila liyora, umishibud legeula, Ashtab azala bizman karif, menomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Weinberg. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, Latova, for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. as you will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Binyamin Sloviter of Congregation Beth HaKnesses HaKodesh in Rochester, New York. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.